Now, at some point in your life, and that could be today, you're going to look around the house and you go, my God, why have I still got all this stuff? Busy, you stop putting things away, stuff you stack up on the other stuff, and you've got a shed that's got stuff in it, a garage that's got stuff in it, up in the top of the cupboards, it's everywhere. A lot of it could be clothing, a lot of it could be stuff you've never worn for years. Are we all guilty of that? A lot aren't, but many are. So downsizing into a smaller house or flat isn't a good excuse to do it. So you move homes, you think, well, I'll get rid of all that stuff. Declutter, it's called. So help us with all of that. Decluttering is Georgie Rees, home organising expert and the founder of clutterfy.com.au. And she joins us on Around the House. G'day, Georgie.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to spreading the decluttering word.
Yeah, well, I'm a devotee, let me tell you. And I do it fairly regularly. And you know, that moving house, because we did do that about a year ago, is a pretty good excuse or reason to do it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and look, it actually, you probably realise yourself, it takes a bit of time to get it done. And especially when you are downsizing and deciding what to take with you.
Is it the case with people sometimes they just look and they go, God, no, this is too hard. I can't do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think with the best will in the world, sometimes people need a little bit of a help and a kick start, and perhaps that's all they need to then keep going. But I think the biggest thing is to really understand that it will take time and it does take a bit of energy and things like that, so you're not sort of disappointed after your first attempt.
Yeah, and it's not as straightforward, and it sounds like it should be, as simply throwing things away, is it?
No, look, it's not. And look, I think that's, you know, that's part of the challenge, is making the decisions about what to keep and what not to keep. And you know, that can be exhausting. It can be physically and emotionally challenging. And I think that's why actually people do find decluttering the challenge, because it takes the time. You probably don't have the time. The other challenge is where do you pass on those items that you don't want? People don't just want to chuck them away.
No.
So then you know you've got to find somewhere to pass them on, and it's always good to remember that it's better to pass it on to someone when it's still working or it's still in fashion, you know, and that helps you to get rid of it.
Oh yeah, look, you've got an emotional attachment to some stuff too, so that's to be considered. So let's start. Should you formulate some sort of a plan for decluttering?
Absolutely, it's going to help keep you on track. The biggest tip is to be realistic about what you need to do and how long it needs to take, and you'll soon work that out as you start. The best thing is to block out chunks of time and create a bit of a schedule even. Now, obviously, the more time you block out, the more you're going to get done in one session. But as I said before, you might have limited time, limited concentration span, or limited energy. But if you do give yourself that start and end time, then you're not tempted to just do a little bit more and a little bit more and you know, sort of drain yourself, you know, before you really get started.
Yeah. Should you do it room by room? I'm thinking the kitchen would be a pretty good place to start because, I mean, you've probably got in the cupboard that food processor that you haven't used for 12 months and all sorts of other stuff, yeah?
Exactly. Look, I think wherever you start is good to start, you know, wherever the mood takes you. But it is good to sort of focus on one area. Now, within one room, there might be a category of stuff that you do need to work on. So, you know, I actually do suggest to my clients that are wanting to do a bit of a whole house kind of declutter, is to set up a little sorting area that can be a semi-permanent area, so that, you know, when you do come to, you know, to declutter, you know, every second day or, you know, throughout the month, you've got somewhere immediately to take the stuff that you're sorting through, and you've already got set up, you know, the box for recycling, the box for charity, the box for rubbish, the box to keep. So you don't actually get yourself in too much of a mess, because that's the other thing that holds people back, is that you kind of have to get a bit of a mess before you pull it all together.
How do you get that thought out of your head, though? Look, I might actually need that one day. How do you get rid of that thought?
You have to challenge yourself, and that's another reason why it becomes a bit exhausting. You know, getting back to that food processor in the kitchen that barely gets used, you know, look, everyone can say, you know, I'm keeping it just in case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then you would keep everything. So it's about going, can I make do without that? And I would also challenge you that you probably have been making do without it most of the time, because it's too hard to get to, or you've forgotten you've got it. And once you really start to think along those lines and do a bit of that, people will realise that you don't need as much as you have.
Now, Georgie, the bathroom. Coming with us from the old house to the new house are various bottles of hair products, perfume, that just seem to come from one house to the other. And to my knowledge, I don't think they've been used since we arrived at the new house. So how do you convince the other person in your life that these things are no longer needed?
Well, a little trick that I like to give my clients is giving your own things a bit of an expiry date. Now, especially with the bathroom, there is a temptation to hold on to products that you've bought, you've spent money on, but didn't quite work, or, you know, you need to change over for whatever reason. But as I said before, they're actually no good sitting in the cupboard, losing their effectiveness. So if you actually say to yourself, right, if I haven't used it in the next month, then it should go. And it's the same with the things in the kitchen. They'll probably get lost anyway when all the new stuff comes to the front of the shelf. So you may as well actually just pass it on.
No, you've got to be tough. Now, what about bigger stuff? You know, brooms, mops, vacuum cleaners, you're in a smaller place and you haven't got, or maybe limited cupboard space. What do you do with all that?
Well, you know, that is certainly a challenge, and I've walked into more than one house where the second bathroom, the shower recess is full of all those things.
That's it. That's the
which
one.
Seems crazy, you know. You can't have a broom cupboard.
No.
You can use your whole entire bathroom to store the broom. So there are some tricks, and it's good to think of the vertical space in the house, so the walls. If you do have laundry space, you can think about, attaching them to the walls with sort of hooks, or, you know, a lot of the stores these days sell clips to hook them onto. You've got, you know, the garage, or even like the down the side of the house. So you do have to just sort of think a bit outside that box as well.
Yeah, and the downsizing thing, look, we actually did do it. And you really, and I'm sure you'd agree, you've got to be tough, because if you're moving into a significantly smaller place, I mean, all those lovely old worldly possessions of yours just won't fit into the smaller place. Well, they just won't.
No, they won't. And look, this is why I say to my clients, you do need to plan ahead, especially with a move and when it's downsizing. And the three key areas that I actually sort of suggest they focus on is prepare, plan, and project manage. So in terms of preparing, you know, you've got that vision of the new home. What's going to be important to you? You know, probably it's a chance to move into your dream place in a way.
Yeah.
And if you keep focused on that vision and refer back to it, it's actually going to help keep you on track sort of when you're trying to plan. Because, you know, as you said, like, the temptation is to take everything with you, but reality is it's not going to fit. And
just
to be quite honest, why would you want to spend the time packing it, the money transporting it or storing it, when you're just going to have to get rid of it at the other end anyway?
Yeah.
So you can list out the rooms, the items per room, you know, start to really focus on the important treasures that you want. And all the other stuff, actually, then, you know, it doesn't seem as important when you're focusing on your treasures.
Yeah, and you know what? You might think that you can't do without that particular item, but it's a pretty cleansing thing. If you can get over it emotionally you'd get rid of all this stuff and you moved into the new place and you're not surrounded by a whole bunch of clutter, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And you know, it's very hard to describe that feeling to someone who hasn't actually, you know, done it themselves. So what I say is, just try with a little thing. Try with the easiest sort of area of the home or the easiest thing to start getting rid of. And every client has said to me, once they've started to go on that journey, they're actually encouraged by that feeling of lightness, weight being lifted off their shoulder. Or actually just enjoying possessions that they do have, which is fantastic. And look, Tim, if anyone out there is having trouble letting go of things, the other thing is you set up a little transition area. So you kind of test yourself.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Okay,
that's a good tip,
If I know I probably should get rid of it, but what if I need it, you know? And if you haven't really gone to that transition area and got it in the month or the 2 months that you've sort of, you know, written on there as your expiry date, then chances are you can feel good about letting go.
Yeah, right. No, that's a really good tip, though. That's a beauty. And if you can't do that yourself, get on to you, which is Clutterfly.
Cut a fly.
So clutter and then fly on the end. .com.au and Georgie and the team will do it for you. Thanks for the chat. That was really interesting. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim.
Going to Georgie. Georgie Reese from clutterfly.com.au. It's true, isn't it? You move house and you've been in a four-bedroom joint with all of the rooms that you had, and then you move into a smaller place and the stuff just won't fit. Something's got to give.